is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I'm pretty fortunate. I have listeners who will often share their bounty with me. So far this year, I've had the sweetest corn on the cob ever, delicious Yukon Gold potatoes, and fresh edamame. And then came the cucamelons and fish peppers. First, the darling little cucamelons. Bridget dropped those off for me, saying our local nursery down the block gives her something odd to try every year in her garden. Cucamelons, also called mouse melons, are about the perfect size for mice, or for slicing into your salad. They taste like a cucumber squirted with citrus. A cucamelon is the fruit of the Melothria scabra vine, and is about the size of a grape. They're not actually a hybrid of watermelons and cucumbers, although they look like it. They are considered a tiny superfood, full of vitamins and minerals, antioxidants and fiber. I'll have instructions on planting and growing, which isn't tough, as well as pictures on gardenbite.com. I can't wait to try them next year on a trellis. Now on to the fish peppers. Believed to have arrived in North America by way of the Caribbean, fish peppers were immensely popular among the African American community in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and the Chesapeake Bay region, where they were used in the cooking of fish, crab, and oysters. Fish pepper plants have striated and speckled white and green leaves, growing to a compact 2 feet tall. The peppers themselves are gorgeous. Starting as a solid creamy white, they develop into a light green with dark green striations, turning orange with dark brown striations until they finally mature into solid red peppers of flavorful culinary fire. And they are too hot for my palate. Reportedly 12 times hotter than a jalapeno is too hot for me. But what a beautiful container plant, and you can pawn those hot peppers to friends. Just warn them. Learn more and see pictures on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.